This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. A shocking week and a shocking presidency have finally come to an end. But there is shock and there is surprise. And come on, were we not warned by Trump himself, even at the very dawn of his administration?
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land.
Many such decrees issued forth, often in the form of unlawful executive orders. Unlawful because no president may flout federal statute or the Constitution merely by declaring his will. That he was unaware or indifferent to those relatively few constraints on presidential power was clear even earlier in his July 2016 acceptance speech for the Republican nomination.
Nobody knows the system better than me. Which is why I alone can fix it.
And thus he envisioned his presidency with the see no evil backing of Republicans in Congress. But ultimately, one might say at long last, the courts and the majority of voters and even finally his congressional lapdogs tired of it. Trump was not vanquished by any deep state or socialist agenda or rigged voting machines or Antifa or even fake news. He and he alone was done in, ironically enough, by his very own weapon of mass obstruction, fear. Not fear of the various others whom he has vilified as threats to our democracy, but fear of what his own demagoguery now has unleashed.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media.
That was Wednesday morning.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore, and that's what this is all about.
And he sent the followers he'd been summoning for weeks down Pennsylvania Avenue with a final blast of invigorating bitterness.
But just remember this, you're stronger, you're smarter, you've got more going than anybody, and they try and demean everybody having to do with us, and you're the real people, you're the people that built this nation.
The government did this to us. We were normal, good, law-abiding citizens, and you guys did this to us. We want our country back. We are protesting for our freedom right now. That's the difference.
Cable news hosts struggled over what to call them.
Yeah, a lot of these, and I don't want to call them protesters anymore. I want to call them rioters or mobsters. They're going to be arrested. They have video of these rioters, these mobsters.
Wolf, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Domestic terrorists. Insurrectionists.
Don Lemon started to zero in, while Anderson Cooper went with the whole set.
Why were protesters, rioters, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists able to penetrate the Capitol like this? Why?
Fox's Brett Baer thought it out.
We said protesters earlier, but that's not accurate for the folks who went inside and did damage inside the Capitol. Those are extremists.
On this, standing with Joe Biden.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition.
Was all this intended to inspire terror or to obstruct, even overthrow the government? Or was it just a protest gone off the rails? We know some of the actors, white nationalists, QAnon believers, and dead-enders seen at other showdowns. We also know there's no evidence pointing to Antifa. We know, too, that much of the Capitol Police were overwhelmed by the speed of the attack and the distribution of the breach points, evidence of some coordination and training. So it wasn't just a mob. And that's why the choice of words is so crucial. Unless we can describe it, we won't be ready next time. And there is a next time. January 17th, noon, at the Washington Memorial and at every state capitol. These people talk to each other online. Meanwhile, the chief of the Capitol Police and the House and Senate sergeants at arms resigned under pressure for what may be rank incompetence. Or worse. The newly minted acting Secretary of Defense denied resources requested by the mayor of Washington despite ample warning of mayhem. And as lawmakers cowered behind barricades after the breach, he reportedly went AWOL for at least 90 minutes while Maryland's governor was trying to get him on the phone for authorization to send in reinforcements. It's a puzzle missing many pieces, but the picture so far isn't good.
I just have one question.
C-SPAN doesn't screen its calls, so we can't know if this caller is authentic.
I wanted to know if my president lied to me today. And if he did, I want him to tell me. And more importantly, I want him to tell the family of the woman that got shot and killed today. I voted for him. I voted for him. I'm sorry.
No congressional audit is ever going to convince these voters, particularly when the president will continue to say that the election was stolen. The best way we can show respect for the voters who are upset is by telling them the truth.
Mitt Romney earned himself a bipartisan round of applause on the Senate floor because he hit on the central dilemma and served up a high-minded illusion of a solution. If only it were so simple. We can't just stem the flow of lies. We also have to send truth flooding over innumerable dams. And we just haven't been able to do it. We still do have the ability, though, to hold lawbreakers accountable, if we choose. Maybe that's how we start. Consequences, at least, for lawbreaking lies. From the bottom to the very top. Cuff them and take them downtown.
Coming up, the romance and revisionism in the Lost Cause.
This is On the Media.